Welcome back, listeners, to Just Roll With It and our game of Court of Blades. When we last left our Skylarks, they were gathering information so they could free all of Illyrian from the prince's new consort, a she from the Unseelie Court seeking to sink her roots into the city for unknown purposes. They've obtained a ringmaster's uniform, a potion that may clear the prince's mind, and an ally within the prince's palazzo. An engagement role is imminent, so let's get started. So, Kelsey, you said you had a thing.
So, yeah, I think there's one or two people she has to talk to after that letter. I think the first one is definitely Vivi. There could be some of the other Skylarks around you, but definitely Vivi.
Okay.
Good. She has to hand over this stuff at some point anyway. So it's probably around the time when she does that.
Where do you guys meet up?
Somewhere in the house, I assume.
We probably have, like, some sort of small sitting room in, like, a wing of the house that we use as kind of, like, our staging area.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we meet there?
Yeah, that works.
What does it look like? Is it very bare, or have you guys managed to make it comfortable?
I feel like that is up to people other than Vivi, who has not touched this place.
I feel like Fia would try to make it somewhat comfortable if she's going to be spending a fair bit of time here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it definitely has a table with a map of Illyrian with like a dagger in it, because that is just vibes.
Mm-hmm. No respect for this cartographer's work. He stabbed the paper. Ugh.
Listen, it's a very good visual and we need it.
The cartographer's not here to freak out, so it's fine, I'm sure.
The knife is through the cartographer's signature.
Oh, no!
Rip. Nameless cartographer from Illyrian.
I feel like it also has a fireplace just in case we need to burn any messages or anything.
Beautiful. So yeah, you guys are in this room of yours.
Fia will put the thing that she got like on the table between them.
Is that what we need?
Yes. It'll be up to you and Allie, I suppose, to make sure it gets where it needs to go.
She nods.
Probably reiterate this to everyone, but I don't know how much more help I can be.
Is there anything in particular you mean when you say that?
She's mentioned before that she can't really act directly against this person. So mm-hmm. It's alluding to that, but I think she kind of has this air on her right now of being, if it's a little bit more serious and more, like, she's obviously very worried and a little sad about something.
I don't know that Vivi would poke at that directly.
I mean, she's gonna say something else too. If Vivi doesn't, it's just trying to get up courage.
Sure. I think Vivi takes the tincture and she says,
well, getting us this is already immense help. Our plan would not be possible without it. So
true.
I do not think you need to worry about your helpfulness here.
I hope not. I don't like not being able to do more, I suppose. But at the same time, worry that I might have already done more than I should have.
What do you mean?
I had a letter from my father the other day, kind of confirming some stuff I already sort of suspected, but didn't want to think about too much. She already knows my magic, Vivi. She's so much more powerful than I am. She even suspects I'm involved in this in any way. My father wants me to go home. Wants me to have left already, but I kind of already committed myself to seeing this through, so I can't, but...
And when this is over, do you intend to go home?
I don't know. I don't want to. But if this goes badly, and she figures me out, it won't be safe for me. Even if it goes well and she figures me out, it might not be safe.
Then, I can understand the position that you're in.
I'm gonna step out of character real quick to ask you, Kelsey. Obviously, you've been playing Shyla for this whole thing, and it would feel a bit weird to bring in a new character for this final job. Is that something you're interested in doing?
Not particularly.
That's what I figured. I just wanted to double check. Yes.
Then we just make sure that your role is one that is uncompromised. Perhaps you simply keep watch and send signal of her movement, since you can sense her magic. Something that she would not be able to find fault in you, were she to see you there.
Might be our best bet.
Because I do think that if we do nothing, and I know that you know this, all of the Fae in the city are under threat.
Yes, I'm aware. If we do nothing, I might have to leave anyway.
I think if we do nothing, you would have to leave most assuredly. I think the only chance you have to stay is if our plan is somehow successful. I think she would eventually drive you out or try to force you to submit to her. Or something to seize control of every place of power within the city.
Probably. And father and the queen couldn't allow that, so I wouldn't have a choice but to run.
So then we do not let it get that far.
I hope not. Not that I don't like my home. There's some things here I don't want to leave just yet. Still, if this does go wrong, I wouldn't want to take off with it, letting you know. Giving some sort of a goodbye, I suppose.
I would like to go around the table and give you a hug, may I?
You may.
Yeah, I think when you say that, Vivi, I think she had been sitting on the other side of the table just kind of considering all this. And when you're like, some sort of goodbye, she just like immediately pushes up from her chair and very quickly and purposefully strides around the table and pulls you into like a firm embrace. And I think she just holds you for a moment, then kind of lets you go and says,
I trust you to take care of yourself. And if you need to run, if you need to avoid her gaze, I know you will contact me again.
I'll definitely try to.
For you, I am not hard to find. And she just smiles.
Good. Thank you, Vivi.
Always.
Everything.
Always and forever.
Oh, you said thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I make note of that. She's... I know I'm mortal, but still, I make a note.
Oh, yeah. I think it's been a thing where she's not careful with that. Like, she is with most people, but Vivi and Lorenzo, she lets it drop a little bit. God, I feel like this was the easier one of these conversations I have to have, and... not looking forward to the other one.
Who is next on the list?
Care to guess?
Ah.
Get some message to everyone else as well, but that still won't be quite as hard.
take care with your words, and I know that it... I may overstep to remind you of what you already know, but love turns people into fools.
Yeah. Yeah, sure does.
And as agents of the house, his safety comes first.
I know.
I know you know. But I would feel remiss if I did not say.
I'm not going to drag. I don't want to drag him into this.
I do not mean to imply that. I mean to say that if you let slip any detail, he may drag himself into this like a fool.
He probably would too.
I just kind of give a wide-eyed nod, like, please, just be careful, because he'll try to save you, and we don't need that right now.
He would too. Fool already tried to challenge a ghost.
So then you do not need me to reiterate this to you, but still.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to approach that, because I don't think I can just say nothing.
Perhaps simplement the job that we are working now may turn dangerous, and you may have to lay low for a while should things turn out badly. And I can, if I am still within the city, I can certainly give him more details once everything is done.
I suppose that works.
I trust you to have a bit more grace with the delivery, but that is my suggestion.
We'll try. It's funny, I had something else I wanted to ask him, but I'm not sure if it's even relevant right now. The smart answer to the other question would be a painful one anyway, but... You'll be honest with me if I ask you something.
I am always honest with you.
Do you think I ever stood a chance with this? Or am I just as much of a fool?
You mean with him?
Yes.
There is a long pause. And I think Vivi is also thinking about her own foolish loves.
I think it depends on what you are hoping to achieve. I do not pretend to understand the direction of the house or what House Bastion has in store for the future of its heirs, but you are no small player in this game.
No. I think I had convinced myself that that gave us some hope. That, no, I might not be from this city, but I have money and power and, you know, maybe connection to the more magical side of my family wouldn't be such a bad thing. But why are we doing this job, Vivi?
Vivi again hesitates. I don't think she has a good answer, because the main reason we're doing this job is because Asani and Kelsey were like, this sounds cool, let's do it.
Oh yes, but like, I mean, in universe, the whole reason of like this fae controlling the prince is a bad thing.
Right, but yeah, I think, and she pauses because she's thinking about, like, she knows what you're saying, but she's trying to find what you're implying, like the meaning behind the words that you're using.
You are concerned that you and she are the same situation.
I mean, in practice, we're not. I've never used my magic on him once, and I have no desire to. But that doesn't mean people wouldn't suspect.
People suspect a lot of things. People have their own expectations and their own presuppositions. People take one look at me and they think one thing or the other. You cannot let that get to you. You cannot let the gossip of the masses keep you from what you want. Rather, you need to learn how to turn the gossip of the masses to help you keep it.
So you don't think the fact that I am also a fae is inherently several marks against me?
I think anyone who were to take that as a mark against you and not realize what a boon and a jewel you are is also a fool. You have power. You have a title. You have money. They should be lining up.
I suppose that's a little reassuring.
Do consider that they will still talk. They will find anything they can to hold against you, to try to drag you down. Any weakness, any, what do they say, chink in the armor?
Particularly if we mix that in with the politics of the major houses.
She nods at that. But I know that you are strong enough. You have played this game many times before you ever arrived in this city.
True. That does help.
I think if anyone can do it, she is standing in front of me.
You are too kind.
I told you, I only tell you the truth.
Still, it is reassuring.
Then I am glad I can give you some comfort by telling you what you should already know. And I just kind of give you a little smile.
Does give me a little bit more motivation to find any and every possible way to not have to leave forever.
That is good, because I am not ready to say goodbye to my friend.
Neither am I. It's just good luck to all of us.
I think that we will need it.
Probably. I think we are in, not even just a little over our heads. I think we're in a lot over our heads.
I feel like we are always in over our heads, and we always come out on the top.
That sounds like a perfect place to transition into a role, unless anyone has anything else they would like to do. Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Does Fia want to see Lorenzo before we do all this shit?
We can always flash back to it if you want.
Yeah, we can. That works. We'll flash back to it depending on how this goes.
Yeah, like it would be a really dramatic like book end to a scene or something. I love it.
Okay, so you decided on this circus. What kind of errand does that feel like to you?
It's a deception through and through.
All right, a deception roll it is. And that doesn't appear to be any of your strengths. I believe you are intelligence. I mean, and we transport. Did tap.
Yeah, but deception, I don't think, is a strength.
You're right. I am thinking of something else.
And we definitely tapped in our intelligence a lot in order to make this happen.
That is true.
We have intelligence?
Yeah, you chose it at the beginning.
Our house has intelligence.
It's news to me.
Listen, right now I have the brain cell. You can have it later.
Oh, shit, you're right. That explains it.
There's the engagement roll. All right, this is a deception plan. Yes. Okay. So, is this errand particularly bold or daring?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it overly complex or contingent on luck or outside factors?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might be.
Both of those.
Absolutely both of those things.
Lee's calculated everything down to plan Z.
Yeah, it's super complex.
And yes, as Saint Guard said, we'll choose load after we roll. I think. So, does this plan leverage on house strengths? As we stated earlier, this is intelligence and transport, I believe. Yes, intelligence leverages your strength. Is the target strongest against this approach, or are they prepared for this eventuality? I don't think they're prepared for circuses everywhere all over the city.
I wouldn't expect it.
No.
If anybody's prepared for that, like, they've got Lee levels of calculation going on.
Even Celandine is not expecting this task. Can any friends or contacts provide aid or insight to this errand? I believe they already have.
Mm-hmm.
Our enemy's arrivals interfering with this errand. Yes, absolutely.
I specially requested it.
Will this errand in some way endanger or reflect poorly upon one of your paramours?
Hand up?
I believe it would reflect badly on at least two of yours, if not more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm putting my hand up.
Yeah, so, I probably would too.
What about you, Saint? Would this get you in trouble with your paramour?
I don't think so.
You don't think this would get you in trouble with Inez? Or get Inez in trouble?
This is a rival house, and the love between Inez and Allie is forbidden anyway. So, anything that Allie does is going to get Inez in trouble. This doesn't change it.
Fair enough. Well, then, if you both want dice, then lose a heat with your lover.
I got 4. I can spare one.
Are there any elements I wish to consider? Yes. Higher to target. I'm debating whether or not to remove one just because of Celandine, but that feels less fun. And I'm giving you one other one because of all of the legwork and all of the magic items you have. So that's the best roll I've ever seen in any games. 4 dice.
Dang.
One because you start with, one because it's Baudelaireing, -1 for luck and contingency factors, +1 for leveraging house strengths. They're not preparing for this eventuality. +1 for aid or insight, -1 for enemies' rivals, +2 for reflecting badly on paramours, -1 because of target, +1 because of everything else that I'm considering. So, who would like to roll this engagement roll? I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Of course not. I was going to say, we haven't seen much from Saint Guard aside from being helpful about rules. Would you like to roll it, or would you like to... Do you not want that responsibility?
I mean, I can roll it, sure.
Please do.
Why not? All right, 4 dice.
Get that.
That's a 5.
5, I'll take. Yeah. That's fine. 5.
All right. So, I think the plan was this. If I remember correctly, please tell me if I have this wrong. You have set up buskins across the city doing impromptu entertainment. All of these spots are places where coincidentally Celandine is trying to plant seeds of power and warp the city to her desires. Yes?
Yes.
Correct.
You want Celandine out of the palazzo, but not the prince.
So I feel like that part we're a little bit nebulous on. I think as long as they are separated.
Interesting.
Because there was that proposed plan of ambushing him while he's out with his family,
mm-hmm.
enjoying the festivities. And we could make that work as well. I don't know. What do you... Team infiltration, Allie, what do you think?
What would you prefer?
God, I don't know.
Because I feel like once we break him of this enchantment, we need to be in a space where we can have a very quick and very candid conversation with him. And I don't know if we can do that amongst a crowd of
people. Yeah, I don't think that's possible to do in public. However, if it is perceived that we have attacked the prince in public, I feel like that's a really bad move.
Right.
That is...
I agree.
So I think we have to go and infiltrate the palazzo. I think that is our safest option, though this is... Okay.
More difficult.
Yeah. It is the more difficult option, but it is the safest option for the house. For House Bastien, which I am sure... Yeah. I am sure our handler would be much happier with.
Oh, absolutely. And like Vivi would be considering that as well.
I think here in this plan, Lee would ask our spymaster to arrange for a letter to be delivered to Drac regarding this novel that Lee is working on to get the prince's family out, but keep the prince in.
Unfortunately, the prince's eldest, Onofrio, is deathly sick right now. And so even though his daughter, Eulalia, has been begging to go because she heard the music and somebody told her about all of these performances, the family is locked in the house. And I think the prince is currently in a meeting in a closed door meeting with several other princes or families of the princes of the house. There's a small meeting going on in one of the rooms. But Celandine has left. Celandine felt this surge of power at one of the places where she's trying to entrench herself and has thus left the house. So, infiltration team.
I will choose... Discreet load, yes, load, by the way.
Yes, thank you for reminding me.
Gosh. Oh, geez. This is the question of what type of infiltration do I want to do? I'm going to look like trouble either way. I'm going to go loaded.
Do it.
Loaded for bad.
I'll just, you know, if things get loud, I will hide and let you handle it. Yeah.
It's what I'm here for. Getting myself in trouble.
Lee and Fia.
I think Lee is going to go the surprising route for a key and go with loaded.
Interesting.
I'm out in public. I'm running up and down. It makes sense that I have all this weight on me.
Fia.
I think Fia's going discreet. She is very much trying to not draw attention to herself or look at all like a threat.
Makes sense to me. Okay. Load has been determined. And so we cut to, I think you guys have already gotten into the grounds. Vivi is adept at this and she has broken in here before. Getting onto the grounds was not terrible, especially since you have someone on the inside who left a side door unlocked. But the prince is in a meeting, and the house is a bit of flutter with preparations for something that's definitely not an upcoming wedding.
Oh, no.
What would you all like to do?
We need to create some kind of way to separate the Corvetto prince from the rest of the princes, right?
That is would be a good idea. Unless you want to break into a meeting room.
I feel like I'd be spotted, even with my four pips and skulk. I feel like they're going to know I'm there in this probably brightly lit meeting room as I creep across with nothing to hide behind. I don't know. I just don't see that working very well.
You said that one of the prince's children is sick, correct?
Yeah, I was thinking we could pose as physicians.
I was thinking that
yes?
we find the actual physician, and in order to get the prince out of the room, all he needs is to have somebody hand him a note saying, hey, your child needs you. The doctor would like to speak with you.
Would he interrupt his big meeting for this? How? We don't know what kind of father he is, and he is ensorcelled by this fae.
That's true.
You know exactly what kind of father he is.
What kind of father?
You know that you were told during, you know, or you found out anyway when you were doing all of your research, that he makes time every day to have lunch with his family and dinner with his family, and that is not to be interrupted. He takes time out of his day every day to spend with his children.
Can we do something during one of those planned meals?
You could wait. Yeah, absolutely. Celandine might be back by then. I'd have to start a clock.
I mean, how long is it until lunch, for example?
I think this is probably in the evening if you're going to be doing big, big entertainment throughout the city.
Okay, how long is it till dinner then?
You got a 5, so I'm going to say at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Not so long, but long enough that it could be an issue.
I think we need to create a sense of urgency.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say, perhaps we go with your plan where we, I'm not sure what the details are of your plan. Like, are we posing as the physician?
I don't think it's going to be possible for us on this short notice to pretend to be physicians. I think we need to find...
I have a fine disguise.
Okay, that's fair. Because my idea was just find the actual physician and intimidate them in being like, hey, if you value your life, you're going to do this for us. That was my plan. My plan was coercion. But
I mean, you can coerce if you would like.
I can try. I'm actually really bad at coercion, but I can certainly try it.
Allie, you just got to ask yourself, what would your family do?
So like I said, I do have a fine disguise. So I could... I mean, I don't know if he's under constant medical care, but I could certainly disguise myself as a physician.
I don't think you could in this instance. I'm just going to say.
What if...
Oh, okay.
This physician has to have assistance, right? You could pose that this physician does not have assistance.
You're proposing that they, you're assuming that it is a physician or a doctor that is
here.
That's
true. It could be a grace. That's true. Which would actually make it easier.
Yes. If I might make a suggestion.
Yes, sure.
They do want to see performers and they can't come out of the house.
I'm a performer.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm a dancer.
Yeah. All right. Sure. Let's do it. You gotta look. We're here to make distraction. It's time for distraction. Let's go. Oh shit. Wait, hold on. I forgot I have this as a piece of gear. I have a fine bit of blackmail as one of my pieces of gear.
Yes.
I could just blackmail whoever's taking care of the child. This is easy. Freaking.
That's going to be complicated.
I am a princess of crime.
You are, yes. Yes, and I think anyone who would have been is eminently blackmailable by you, but whether or not this person will care that you have blackmail on them is the question. Because I think when you you've decked yourselves out, or Vivi has decked herself out as a performer to perhaps go towards where you guys are still arguing over how to infiltrate this room. Allie, you've got a clear shot of the child's room. Ren walks out.
God damn it, I knew it.
And she's behind them.
All right, that plan is out the window then.
Okay.
Yeah, I think because I don't think we were like having an argument about this. I think we just like got in here and we saw that this meeting was happening, which we had not planned on, and we're doing like significant eye glances at like the child's room versus the meeting, and then Ren comes out of it.
And like having like little whispers.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I think Allie drags Vivi around the corner. It's just like, okay, we are not gonna go with the Grace plan. It's not gonna work.
I do not understand what has changed.
Okay. A short rundown. The person who's taking care of the prince's child is my ex. We're not doing that.
Eyes widen for just a second. Brief nod.
So You are perfectly dressed. I can try to help you with this, but I am going to probably have to stay in the shadows and not be seen by my ex, because otherwise I am almost entirely sure that everything will go to shit if they see me. I'll follow your lead.
Okay, great. So here's the issue is, like, we can still access the princeling, but that doesn't get us any closer to the prince.
No, it's true, because my plan has been completely destroyed. The only other thing is this fine bit of blackmail is for the prince, which would be wild.
But what if the family wants to watch the performance with the prince?
I mean, I can try to get this sick child to whine at his dad. Sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. That sounds like a good way of doing it. Convince the child. Let's go.
Blackmail the child. Got it.
Not even blackmail. We don't need to blackmail this child. Sway this child. I'll give this to... Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm a terrible... Because one of my other items is fine inebriants.
Oh, no.
That's why it's a terrible idea. Yeah, I will assist you if I can. It will be difficult, but I will try.
I mean, you can assist me by telling me what I need to know to lie to Ren.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So tell me, give me the rundown on what's Ren like, what can I say to... Like, what would she believe? That sort of thing?
Yeah, sure. Can I'm trying to think if this is just me assisting you or if this is a setup action. It's probably more of an assistance, honestly.
Yeah, it feels like assistance. Yeah,
then I'll spend the stress when we get to it.
Okay.
But yeah, we are going with the plan. It's just Allie's not doing it. It's...
Somewhat of the plan.
Yeah, a little bit.
A variation of the plan. Look,
the plan is nebulous, okay? It's the capital P plan. Listen, which changes all the time.
We know that no plan survives contact with the enemy of which is your ex right now, and that's fine.
Indeed. Indeed. So yeah, Corey, we would...
Yes, so I'm just gonna go around the corner, walk like I'm supposed to be here. I'm gonna tick my fine disguise, because mm-hmm. I'm wearing my... performing outfit. Mm-hmm. And if there is a guard or someone who looks like they're in charge, I'm going to curtsy very deeply before them and let them know that because the young princeling is unable to attend the festivities in Ilrien, mm-hmm. I have been requested, by whom I do not say, mm-hmm. to bring the festivities to him.
All right. How are you convincing this very well-armed House Corvetto guard?
With guile and charm.
What move is this, Steve?
I wish I were better at it.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'll help you with your sway. It's fine.
Yes, I'm swaying.
All right. Roll me that sway.
All right. And plus one die from Allie, I guess? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I assist. I know these types of people. Sure. I can tell you how to deal with this chump.
Actually, can I hear a lady's favor, please?
You can hear a lady's favor. Oh, gosh. This is the first thing that came to my head. And I like it. I'm going for it. You're able to convince the guard to get in, and you're going to be very well disposed towards the princeling, because there's actually someone else trying to infiltrate this room right now.
Yeah, let's outside. Do it.
Okay, great.
Yep.
I thought it was gonna be Ren is smitten with you, but I like the idea that this solo act becomes a duet.
This is fine. Mm-hmm. What is my position and effect here?
Ooh, I think risky. I think limited, because you are trying to convince a guard to let you into a sick prince's room and you don't have credentials.
You know what? Let's change that to desperate standard and I'm going to flirt with them.
Yes! Do it!
I will put myself in a more compromised position. Let's make it happen.
Oh, boy. This is just going to be level 3 evicted from the house. Like,
not with a 6, baby.
Wow. Yo. Yeah. take that XP, first of all.
Thank you.
And you, yeah, you sweet talk the guard. How do you flirt with them?
Let's see. Definitely, like, compliment their uniform, mm-hmm. like, fix their, like, maybe something slightly askew, and I, like, touch it to put it back, like, adjust their uniform so it's straight.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, like, a lot of, like, batting of the eyelashes and, like, light touches that are, like, just, too familiar.
Mm-hmm.
For having only just met this guard.
Yeah, yeah. A strand of hair has come into their face. You push it, you brush it out of the way, you know.
There's a very tall, broad-shouldered woman here with scarlet hair that's been pulled back underneath a small cap. And yeah, the hair has come loose and you brush it behind her ear and she goes bright red. And there's, yeah, overly familiar touches and she doesn't quite know how to respond. But she's more than happy to help you. And since you're dressed like an entertainer, she does say that she should be present for when you interact with the prince or the prince's heir. But she also knows how ill Onofrio is right now and thinks that you would bring him a little bit of joy. So you open the door just as a man that you recognize slips in through the window. Why don't you describe Ulrich for me?
Oh, gosh. I wasn't expecting this so soon, but I should have. gosh, what is the character from?
I think we have. We did talk about what he looks like. Give me just a second, and I can pull it up.
I know Henry Cavill played him in Tristan and Isolde. Yes,
that's the one that you stated.
Milo or Milot? I'm not sure how you pronounce it. So basically, youthful, very like sort of square, angular features. He's got sort of curly, sort of shoulder length hair that's like half tied back, a cleft chin, and has a face built for brooding.
Beautiful. And he is dressed in smart black clothes, the kind that you recognize as infiltration clothes. Or black and variations of gray. You lock eyes. There's that steady catching of gaze between you. Long time no see, baby. And I think that's where we're going to end for this evening.
All right, then.
Because I think that feels like a dramatic ending. So
it's very dramatic.
Shall we do some XP? House, yes. Bastion. My lovely Skylarks. Did you overcome an obstacle with audacity or unorthodoxy?
Yes. We separated the Fae from her fiancé with a circus.
Yeah, no, I think your whole fucking plan is audacious and unorthodox as hell.
Yep.
I think we can also fairly say that you contend with challenges above your current station.
And we'll continue to do so for some time.
Yeah. Did you bolster your coterie's reputation or develop a new one? You are daring and ambitious.
I would say this is fairly daring and ambitious, yes.
Yeah, I'd agree. Did you express goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential natures of the coterie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds right to me. Okay. And last, but certainly not least, did you look out for the little guy?
No. I don't think we did.
Not really.
Okay. That sounds like 4 to me. You are 1 away from Coterie XP.
Okay. Are we sure we didn't look out for the little guy?
I am completely sure we didn't. And also
Lee did make sure in his little message, if I'm dead, please take care of my orphan.
Are you saying that assumes that any of us will read his stuff because any of us know where they live?
It does say we also have, you also have another upgrade to choose right now.
We do. And
yeah, 0.5 crew advance.
I don't know what we're choosing. That can be thought of later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I can make it work, but it's fine. I just had to ask. We're one away.
I cannot knock the hustle. So, Kelsey, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn. Why don't you go through your XP triggers?
Okay. You address a challenge with fey power and or control. Not really. Weird thing about this job at this point is she is very purposefully trying to not do that for the first time ever. So, no, I can't think of anything for fate, power, or control for this one. Special beliefs, drives, heritage, or background, yes. There was a fair bit of that. Then her vice didn't come up, and she doesn't have any scandals, so I think I just get the one this time.
Alright.
Or wait. Paramore is a vice, correct?
Paramore is a vice, yes, that is true.
Okay, so then I get two.
Nice, well done.
I'm gonna drop those in my character XP.
Very fair. Saint. Let's walk through Fuse, shall we?
Oh, yeah, sure. Address the challenge of evasion or inner mayhem? No. Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background? Sort of?
Ish? Ren did come up.
Yeah.
But not only that, you literally said, I'm a crime princess.
That's true.
This is what I do.
True. Okay, all right, I'll take one for that. Issues through your indulgences or scandals? No, because Ren is a rival and not an indulgence or scandal. I'll take the one.
Hell yeah.
Beanie. Oh, wait, do I have? Oh,
yes.
No, that's for Teresa. Never mind.
I'm sure you will get plenty of mayhem in next time. All right, Vivi, my dear, walk through your XP for me.
All right. You addressed a challenge with stealth and or perception. Unfortunately, I don't think disguise is really stealth. I'm letting myself be seen in a different way. It's not stealth. Perception, though? I don't know if I can make it fit. I mean, I was pretty perceptive that this lady was gay.
Yeah.
Gay for my flirting. I'm pushing that one.
I'm not going to argue. You were perceptive enough to figure out what buttons to push with her.
Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. That certainly came up in that conversation with Fia.
Mm-hmm.
About, like, our friendship and that sort of thing. And, like, putting the prince first before our own desires and that sort of thing.
For sure.
And then this whole job is an issue from one of my indulgences. So I think that's three.
Are you putting it?
I don't think I'm going to get enough to get another character advance. Or will I? You know what? Put it all in character. Why not? Let's do it.
All right. Beautiful. Let's walk through teachers, shall we?
Hi. Okay. All right. You address the challenge with expertise and or calculation. I think I did both. I think that my discussion with Drac was a lot of expertise and calculation. As well as how I handled dealing with him in general. Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, your background, yes. You struggled with issues from your indulgences or scandals. I've been thinking about this one since I was in the fashion store. Because I don't know if struggles is the key phrase there, right? Mm-hmm.
Struggle is the verb.
Struggle is the verb. I tried to throw something there, but being like, oh, Leah's trying to not go overboard with shopping feels like a little bit cheap to me, so I'm going to say no.
I agree.
So I think I just get the 3, which is still enough for character advancement. So I'm going to get that. And then I'll figure out what it is I'm going to get later.
All right. Make sure you write down that you have a character advancement so you don't forget. And that's that. Thank you all for listening to Just Roll With It and our game of Court of Blades. Court of Blades was written by Sean and Navi Drake and can be found on their itch page at coupleofdrakes.itch.io. Get a copy to start your own game of political intrigue and daring romance. Thank you to 8ER41 on Pixabay for the intro and outro music, and thank you SaintGuard and Astani for playing with us. SaintGuard can be found at SaintGuardly on Twitter and as SaintGuard on Twitch, and Astani, that's A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, can be found under that nom de guerre everywhere. And once again, a shout out to SaintGuard for not only being fabulous and patient, but being my veteran rules rememberer and Forged in the Dark player. It's still not easy to GM these games sometimes, and a player who can help you remember all the little circumstantial rules is incredible. We GMs appreciate it so, so much. And for the rest of us, you can find me, Corey, at The Invulnerable Tide, or on Twitter as Invulnerable Tide. You can find Kelsey as Islander's Caper, and Peter as The Chaotic Super, most places on the internet. You can, of course, find all of us, including the podcast links in the descriptions below. Find most of us on Tumblr, Itch, Blue Sky, or whatever's left of Twitter. And until next time, whether the dice are coming up nat 1, or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.